Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Good morning, welcome in, time for a daily editorial. It is June 2nd. I will be updating all you folks who asked me to get copies of these daily editorials every single time that Jimmy and I do them. I will do that starting today. I will also, if you'd like to get the past editorials that we did earlier this week, simply drop me an email. Otherwise, those of you who have talked to me, I will continue to send you on a daily basis, Monday through Friday, all the daily editorials that we will do. Jimmy, I want to start. I want to talk a little bit about what we were talking about yesterday, and that was the FBI setting up an office, an official site, a work site, I guess is a correct way to put it, from a technical standpoint, in the offices of Perkins Coie. That's not a good deal. That's not a good sign. That's showing, in my opinion, extreme prejudice on the parts of Perkins Coie, who was retained by the Democratic Party. I want to hear your comments, sir.
Well, yeah, and Perkins Coie was paid lawyer for the DNC and for the Clinton campaign. So, I mean, that's their job. The problem is our federal government and the justice system, including the law enforcement agency, the FBI, and of course, the Department of Justice itself, being in cooperation with a law firm that supports a political, the political party that creating a lot of these problems. And it's stunning to me that this could be allowed and not get the media attention that it deserves, that something like this would happen and that this guy gets off, that Sussman gets off. But there's so many things that are happening right now because the Democrats own Washington, D.C. They own the media. They are not afraid of anything, and they're willing to do anything to take away people's rights in order to have their view of control.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's two tiers of justice in the United States right now.
Yes,
those that are on the inside with them, those that are on the outside. And if you're on the outside, you're going to get hammered.
You bet. You bet you are. And unfortunately, in 2024, I got to tell you, the Democrats are going to be a formidable foe. But the Republicans, thanks to you and I, Jimmy, are getting more and more organized, at least where we have an area of influence. And I think that we are going to become a formidable foe here in 2024. Jimmy, what else do you want to touch on this morning?
You know, I think just to follow up on that, the BuzzFeed, I believe, released a report, and it's being picked up by a number of different agencies, mm-hmm. that the FBI or the Department of Justice, Bill Barr appointed a prosecutor to John Bash, yep. the U.S. attorney out of Texas, I think Western District in Texas, to analyze the release of Michael Flynn's name, which actually made it out in public arena in a NSA restricted, a very sensitive situation, mm-hmm. Talking to the ambassador, the Russian ambassador, Kislyak. And of course, the media jumped on it, and of course, the Biden administration and the Obama administration, the former Biden administration, Obama administration, and those former members of that administration used that as a tool to get General Mike Flynn fired rapidly. Yep. Once again, the abuse of our intelligence and justice system in order to achieve political ends, which people in Washington think this is okay. People inside the Beltway think this is okay. And even Republicans think, well, this is just politics. The Mitch McConnells and the Kevin McCarthy's and the Rhinos, they think, well, this is just the way it works. You know what? America is tired of the way it worked, and they're pushing back on it. Again, Donald Trump, 2016, was elected because people were tired of that. Of course, the swamp and the corrupt Justice Department used every tool in their possible book at every angle they had in order to undermine that presidency, which is directly undermining the American people. And I'm pretty much fed up with it because our Constitution provides those rights that are guaranteed to us, not given to us by our government.
Right.
They're guaranteed to us by God. And the job of our government is to protect us and protect those rights. And what we see right now is a DOJ, a federal bureaucracy, a Biden administration that is going all out to dictate our rights. And it starts from Biden to Fauci to Jim Comey to Merrick Garland and you know, Kamala Harris, every one of the senior members of this administration. And unless, you know, it just can't stand. People are getting fed up with it. It's not going to stand.
No, I don't think it will. But we'll see what happens. 2024, as I said, is going to be a real, real important election.
This next one, November, is the most important one. 2024, too far out. This next November is the most important one, because if we cannot stop this executive administration from continuing down these tyrannical edicts,
mm-hmm.
we will lose by 2024, because they will control the system. And this is the result of 8 years of the Obama administration infiltrating the federal government with sycophants who believe that the government has the control and not the people, and that they are protecting themselves and their interest.
Yep. No question about that. Well, I want to put in a personal note, and that is, in order to get out to vote, we're working toward a list of 5,000 names, I'm sorry, for people who will be getting this daily editorial. So I want to personally this morning, Ryan, Simon, Fred, Michelle, Barb, Doug, and Nancy, Larry, and Rob, please talk to all your friends. Don't tell them necessarily how to vote. Just tell them your position if you're comfortable doing that. And then at that point, just say, please get out and vote. This election coming up this year is critical. Jimmy, where do you want to go from here?
So there was a video, Lieutenant Governor from North Carolina, Mark Robinson. He's a black man. I think he's former Navy chief, I believe, or petty officer at least. He ran on a campaign that protected individuals' gun rights in the Second Amendment in North Carolina. He became famous because of a speech he gave in his local government, blaming people, blaming innocents for the violence and the attempts to take away gun rights.
Yep.
He made a phenomenal speech at this conference of the NRA this last week. And he did one of the key points he made, and I think it's very good. It's people are using the death of children at this just horrendous event in Uvalde, Texas. They're using that for their political ends. And he just basically says, you can't dance on the graves of these children.
No.
But more importantly, what he says, and I would recommend people look up this speech, and it's on YouTube. He basically just outlines the importance of being strong and standing up against the tyrants that are willing to take away your ability to protect yourself. And the most important thing that we can do, especially as you defund the police, as you lose faith in government, is to be able to protect yourself. And I think his comments are very, very valuable, very important. People should listen to them because, you know, they're powerful. And he makes a point that, you know, Americans need to start standing up. We need to man up. And I, no offense to women, because women are out there doing all kinds of things, too.
Oh, I know they are.
Moms in California are standing up and they're saying that enough is enough. You're not going to teach gender ideology and transgender to our children in schools.
Right.
We all have to get strong and we have to push back.
Well, we do have to push back. There's no question about that. By the way, if any of you folks out there who are getting these on a daily basis starting today, if you have any friends or colleagues who would like to also listen to what Jimmy and I have to say every day, please drop me an email with their email address and I will put them on our list. We're going, next stop is 6,000 names. Jimmy, what else you want to talk about? Anything else?
I just think it's hilarious that Michael Avenatti got sentenced to 4 years in prison for defrauding Stormy Daniels. This is on top of the couple of years he got for trying to basically a 2.5-year sentence he was trying to extort Nike. So here was the Democrats' fantastic potential 2020. 2020 presidential candidate that all the media loved and adored, and it turns out that he's just another one of these creeps. You can go down the list of people in the Democratic Party that are favored and loved, and you really got to question the morality, the ideology, and what's happening with them. And I don't understand how people can't question that. I mean, to think of Bill Clinton as a popular guy after what he's done, Michael Avenatti, Jeffrey Epstein, Ed Buck in California. These are all powerful. You know, Harvey Weinstein, very, very powerful Democratic supporters. You just kind of wonder, what the heck? Nancy Pelosi, come on. Her husband, Paul Pelosi, of course, was arrested for DUI this last weekend. It turns out that, in fact, when he was 16, he killed his brother in a car accident by speeding around some curbs in California. And he gets over with a misdemeanor. And it's his second. I think he's had numerous offenses in the past, and it should have been a felony drunk driving. But no, he gets over, and there's nobody talking about it in the mainstream media. They're all protecting. Yeah. Because they protect the corrupt. They protect the powerful.
Well, you made a comment earlier today, Jimmy, that I really took some interest in. The comment was, we have certain rights in this country guaranteed by the Constitution, which is tantamount to saying the Founding Fathers believed that we have rights that come directly from God. I have to say that I believe most of the people on the left, at least those who I know, really don't believe in the concept of God. And that's really, really a shame. Jimmy, we've been going about 11 minutes. Why don't we cut it here and then come back later on today if there's anything else worth bringing up. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Talk Jimmy, to you later. Always a pleasure. Jim McKinney, thank you so much.
You bet, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.